You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
When people migrate to the U.S., they have to deal with lots and lots of paperwork to be able to live and work in the country. And when you're here and you're petitioning for your spouse or children to join you from another country, it's even more paperwork. And it can get confusing and overwhelming, especially if you don't know English. So many people put their trust in immigration consultants to navigate the system and file the papers. But many are getting scammed by notary public falsely claiming they're authorized to offer legal advice. They charge high fees and oftentimes leave the clients out of money and without status. It's called notario fraud, and there's a special unit at the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department dedicated to fighting it. I visited recently and spoke with the two officers on that beat, Suhey Jaimes and Jose Zuniga.
Notario in Spanish means notary public. In other countries, a notary public is considered an attorney, and actually a specialized attorney. So in Mexico specifically, when you go buy a house, you're going to the notario. The notario is the person who's going to do all the transactions to make that purchase successful. Here in the United States, a notary public cannot do that type of work. The notary public's not even an attorney. So there is a confusion with somebody who is from Mexico coming to the United States and sees maybe notary public, or even a person who has translated the term notary public into notario. And that is illegal for a notary public to do.
In order to do immigration paperwork, the person has to be authorized to do so. So that means they have to have a background done, they have to fill out a full disclosure form and file it with the Secretary of State. And then that way they become a registered immigration consultant. So what we found out is that a majority of the people don't do so. So there's a lot of businesses out there that are basically providing immigration services and are not registered with the Secretary of State.
And then that person is advertising themselves as someone who can do this and has the right to do this?
Some of them will say, hey, you know what, I think I can help you out with your paperwork. This is what I would charge, and they basically go through the process. Others actually do identify themselves as experts and that they've done plenty of work for other people. And then they end up figuring out that they've paid a lot of money, sometimes even more that they would have paid an attorney to do the paperwork. And there's a lot of mistakes on the paperwork. Oftentimes people get deported or they have issues when it goes through with immigration. It's so many different things because these people are not trained whatsoever. And they're basically giving advice and filling out the forms as if they knew the legal immigration laws.
How does this kind of scam come to your attention?
Initially, it was just waiting for victims to contact us. We had a large hurdle where victims did not want to come to a law enforcement agency in fear of deportation. So what we've done now is we've started to identify businesses that advertise immigration, and we confirm if they have any type of authorization to do that work. And if they do not, then we start the investigation.
So we're living in a time when there's a lot of issues around immigration right now. And you mentioned people, you know, even if they have been scammed, if they have been, you know, scammed out of so many thousands of dollars, they might fear coming to law enforcement in the current environment. What are some of the stories that you can tell me of the victims who did, you know, kind of come forward?
This is a very common story throughout multiple cases that we've had, but it's one where the spouse is a U.S. citizen. They try to obtain paperwork for their husband or wife, and then they go to the immigration consultant, either authorized or unauthorized. They fill out the paperwork. They claim that there's an appointment in Mexico, so they go to their appointment in Mexico for immigration, and they end up staying there because they have no authority to come back. There's paperwork that's missing that they didn't fill out properly. So there's a process, and because they don't understand the process or because they don't have the experience and, of course, the knowledge when it comes down to the legal immigration field, the family is now separated. So you have the spouse left in Mexico waiting to try to fix their paperwork and try to come back. And then you have the one that's left here in the United States now trying to go to an attorney, trying to fix everything to reunite back with their loved one. And that's common. We've seen that through many, many different cases.
And so it sounds like, how much are these people charging? Because it sounds like it's a lot of money.
It definitely is a lot of money. So you will, a majority of the places that we've gone to, they tend to run about the same, but one place is, I'll just give you an example. One place has a form that's a Freedom of Information Act form. So basically it's a 2-page form. You fill out your personal information, you send it in to immigration, and immigration will give you back a record of what they have under your name. This individual is charging about $400 for this form. This form, you can actually just go online, download it, and fill it out yourself. But because they claim that they have the experience and they need this for your immigration process, the people will pay the money saying, okay, well, this is what my expert is telling me. So, I mean, that's just one form. Then the packages run from $1,500, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, depends on what the person is looking for. I would definitely want people to know that we care about their rights as a consumer. We want to make sure that they're going and getting the proper legal assistance when it comes down to their immigration paperwork. And if you know some, if they think that something's happened to them, we want them to know that they can come to us. We don't care about their immigration status. We are not reporting them to immigration. All we want to do is to make sure that if there is a criminal investigation or criminal complaint, that we can actually follow up on that.
And I take it from what you just said that that's an issue, right? That
the trust factor is always going to be there. People are always worried about whether or not being part of an investigation is going to get them deported. It's completely separate. Immigration law is one thing, and the criminal investigation is totally separate.
Do you think enough people know that?
I don't think so. No, it's it takes a lot for them to actually call us and to speak to us and let us know. And then it takes even more to get them to trust us and to be able to understand that we're here to help them. We have done some outreach. We try to do some community presentations. We've gone out to the library, done some presentations there. So we tried to educate everybody that comes through and just tell them, hey, this is this happened to you, but make sure you also share this information with everybody that you know so that it doesn't happen to them.